time, let's give to Julius what belongs to Caesar and keep Columbus Day.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, Italian-American himself, says people may debate Columbus's role, but the contributions of Italian-Americans are, in his words, beyond question. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today on the 10th day of the 10th month, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
You know what? Just so people know that it's going to be Bob and I from the near future. Linda, who has, as you know, has been feeling a bit under the weather, was just diagnosed with pneumonia. So she is going to, and I tell you what, it's already a battle. She was up this morning. She had her computer out. She's going, well, you know, we need to do. And I said, I took the computer away. I said, take off your robe. Get in bed. Turn off the light. I said, now you just need to rest, which is what the doctor said. So, for all of our friends out there, that if you have, you know, if you want to invite Linda out for lunch and all these things, just hold off for a couple of weeks. And I'll tell her that people still like you. It's just that they're not gonna, you know, push you to go out and burn that candle like you've been doing. With, you know, singing and events that you're doing and emceeing and all those other things that, you know, that you are constantly doing, honey, for our community. Okay. Yeah. That was kind of a wake-up call yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, he said you got to really, he says, just take a step back.
So what they call like a walking pneumonia.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a step back and take care of yourself. I mean, you keep pushing it. One, you're going to go down hard, so.
People, like, expire from pneumonia, you know, if you don't keep an eye on it.
Well, that's why we've got our eyes on it. We've got both eyes on it. In fact, I put both my eyes on her chest yesterday two or three times just to make sure.
First time, that's all right.
Okay. What's it like?
Well,
that was horrible.
We'll check the weather real quick, and then
let's get into the fires.
These
fires, I mean, I think if anything, they're more devastating. I mean, we've had our devastating fires up here. Don't misunderstand me. I am not. Look at what happened to weed and all this.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, you know, we're kind of, you know, we're used to it, and we're fighting fires up here all the time. But OMG.
Yeah. People, the cooler weather makes people complacent, and this is, I'm going to be blunt, this is not a time to be stupid. It's not a time to fire up the lawnmower and run over rocks. It's not a time to carelessly shoot. It's not a time to do a lot of things.
If you're driving down the road pulling your boat,
yep,
make sure your ATV on your way someplace.
Your chains are up and off the asphalt.
That's right, because I tell you what, that was one of the fires they thought they had the other day. It started in like six places along the road, and it was probably from chains.
Yeah, this was before your time here in Redding, Carl, but people will tell you about the Happy Fire, the Happy Valley Fire.
You've used that as an example before. Yeah. It was caused by chains.
Yeah, it was caused by
chains. So what's the weather look like today,
buddy? Today's high will be about 81 degrees, overnight low 48. It was very good sleeping weather last night. Temperatures will be tapering off during this week. We'll be actually down in the lower 70s, but as I said, conditions still very dry. The winds have died down, but they're still around 10 miles an hour, which is enough to push a fire along if one gets started. Now, this incident down in Napa that nearly erased a goodly chunk of...
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, looking forward, no precipitation in sight for the next several days, which means dry conditions. Currently in Redding, 46 degrees. Shasta Lake about 46 feet from the top of the dam. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane is a company down in Anderson, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. I just had breakfast yesterday with Chuck. They continue to grow out there. They could expand another 10 or 12 acres, and it's been a great success. But they put that back in the company, and they put it back in their customers. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. Of course, it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, okay, let's go into the fires. They said 11 people now confirmed dead.
Yeah.
But this is 1,500 buildings in the... that have been destroyed. In Santa Rosa. Now, I don't know if you've ever spent any time in Santa Rosa. I have. I've spent a couple of days there in bed and breakfast, and toured the area. They said, the whole center of the city's gone.
Yeah.
And so from what I understand, and we were talking about it, because of the winds, power lines went down, started the fires in the center, and they couldn't get a hold of people. People were just, literally running for their lives from the fire that was took out all these homes.
Yeah. The two big fires down there, of course, the Tubbs fire and then again the Atlas fire, close to each other.
Which is the one in Orange County? Is that the...
Orange County is, I believe, the Nuns fire.
Okay. Let me tell you, 5,000 homes in Orange County evacuated.
Yeah.
5,000 homes, and probably a lot of these are separate fires that have merged now, but 5,000 homes in Orange County have been evacuated. 6,000, over 6,000 people, 5,000 homes.
Yeah, the Canyon 2 down in
Orange
County.
Just, it's blazing. And you know what? In Orange County, I know where they're talking about this. They have all of these, they have the trails, and then on the other side of the trails is all open land. Yeah. And then on the other side, on the civilization side of the trails, there are all communities there, and there's no fire breaks.
Yeah. As you know, my wife, of course, is in the fire business, and this late in the season, a lot of the teams have been, of course, there's been a lot of incidents, a lot of things were starting to wind down, and now they're having to ramp back up, pull personnel in, and right now with all these fires, especially on the Cal Fire side, resources are spread very thin, aircraft are spread very thin, and it takes time to ramp this stuff up, and these fires just got, especially the one when you hear about one of our fires making the BBC news because it's so bad because of the deaths involved, a lot of people got caught by this fire because it was late at night, people were sleeping. There's a story of a man who got out of his house with nothing but his boxer shorts, didn't have his glasses, didn't have his phone, didn't have his ID, nothing.
Didn't have his go bag, obviously.
Yeah. He got out of the house with
his go bag was on fire.
He got out of the house with his life. That was it.
Well, he was lucky he has it. You know what? Okay, let's just face it.
But all these lives just devastated.
And that's true, but if they're alive, they can rebuild. Because, if you have a house, you're required to have fire insurance, you're required to have that stuff, but it's irreplaceable stuff. Let's just say it. It could be photos and stuff that you'll never, photos, memorabilia, things that you will never get back, but you've got your life. Look at Ray.
Maggie and Ray,
that had, they were coming back from a football game, and they see this big fire going up in the area that they live in, and by the time they got back, there was a wildfire that had just destroyed it in a number of different places, but their home, all this art, all the photographs and everything, and here's the worst part. The insurance was, which was fighting them over the worth of the, on the value of the art.
Yeah.
On it. So May and Raggy, Ray and Maggie John had to rebuild everything from that, but they were alive. So if you think about it, that's, it's not going to replace all those things that you hold dear, but you've got your life and you've got a way to, to restart.
Yep. If you want to check maybe some relatives or friends down to the south of us, the closest fire, of course, to us right now that's a major incident is the Cherokee Fire in Butte County, which has burned 7,500 acres, 40% containment as of last check. If you go to fire.ca.gov, you can see all the current incidents and get fully up to date. So bad stuff today. Please be careful. Let's not have it happen here.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, but I just want to remind everybody that this Friday, October the 13th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Shasta Lanes, they're having Strikeout Domestic Violence-a-thon. That means that you're going to have bowling teams, and you can have your $400 per team, $100 per bowler, sponsorships from friends, families, and community to Shasta Lanes. Bring it that night, the night of the event. This is being sponsored by, of course, the district attorney's office, and they're doing this to raise money for Camp Hope. Doors open at 5:30. And if you have any question at all, give them a call at 225-5220. Okay? That's 225-5220. Say, is it too late to enter a team? Now, a week from, a week from tomorrow, it's going to be Undaunted, an evening with author and survivor Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky. You remember who he is, the pedophile who molested all those children. And he, including his adopted son, if you can imagine that. I mean, how low can you get? But he has, after going through all these trials and tribulations, has come out and he's speaking to people about what happens. How do you heal from this? The trauma of sexual abuse. This is being sponsored by, of course, One Safe Place. Wind River is also one of the supporters of this, the Northern California Region Safe Program. It's a fundraising event to support tickets victims of domestic abuse and sexual assault. For more information, give them a call at 244-0118 or call One Safe Place or look up One Safe Place, ospshasta.org. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Open up, everything's waiting for you. You can go your own way.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. 20 minutes after the hour here at KCNR in the studios of right down here in town, down in Midway, downtown Reading. 46 degrees, going up to 81 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course, 365-3793. Okay, let's get into sports news. You know, Linda says, you going to watch the game? And there was a football game on last night, Monday Night Football, and I went, no.
How about the VFW? Is stopped showing says, games that they're...
VFW 1934 says we're not doing that. She said, hey, they're showing the new Star Wars trailer at halftime.
I'll wait for the YouTube.
And I said, oh, okay. Didn't make any difference because I don't watch Star Wars either.
The Last Jedi.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Jemele Hill? She is an ESPN. I've never heard of her before because I don't watch ESPN because I just don't watch those shows.
I see it on a screen at the health club.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
like that.
With the sound.
The sound's turned down, right. Over at Wellgate. Anyway, Jemele Hill tweeted a couple weeks ago that President Trump was a white supremacist and he's surrounded in the White House by other white supremacists. Well, ESPN puts out, I mean, this caused a lot of consternation. ESPN put out a notice that her opinions do not reflect, the management, blah, blah. The same things we say right here, right?
So,
of course,
yeah.
Kurt Schilling goes high and to the right, and he's already high and to the right anyway. But he goes higher and righter because he said, he put a meme out a couple of years ago saying that Obama was the worst president ever. ESPN fires him, and fired another commentator for that. Well, they didn't fire Jemele Hill. However, she took it a step further. And after Jerry Jones says, my team's standing for the national anthem, you don't stand, you don't play. She says that, that's terrible, and that the advertisers should show Jerry Jones what they think. So she calls for boycotting Dallas Cowboy advertisers. Guess what happens now? Yep, that's right. She's suspended for 2 weeks. Called the president a white supremacist, and that's okay. But, you start going after the economic side of the football, and all of a sudden it's wait a minute. She's made a mistake here.
Take your righteous mouth and go do it for don't bite the hand that's writing your paycheck.
Yeah, you know what? They didn't fire, they just suspended her. Now Stephen Smith, who's also on ESPN, he warns the NFL in national anthem protest, Trump is winning. Trump's winning here. Wait a minute, Trump's winning. Nope, Trump's not winning. No, he's not.
They completely
America.
Don't get
they
it.
Don't get it. They don't get it that, and he doesn't get it that you have ticked off America. Oh, well, people are still showing up for games. May be showing up for games, but they're not buying. You know what? You're cut rating tickets. You're cutting the prices of tickets. You're doing all these things. People aren't watching it anymore. And then you get into something like USAA. USA, the United States Automobile Association, started what? Gosh, I don't know, 70, 80 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how and when it started.
But it was
there
close to 100.
To give insurance, to not give insurance, but to offer insurance rates to military officers. That's the way it started.
Okay. Yeah.
To military officers. So, and it was, a success. And USAA is competitive. It's based out of Texas. It's competitive anywhere. And then they opened it up to, NCOs. And then it was all military. Well, then lately it's been, if you know somebody in the military, you can get into USAA. Okay, it's not like that. I mean, it's not that easy. But what they've done is they've expanded. Well, USAA, this thing that started for the military, and that's the board of directors, by the way, are all military. Mm. They are still advertising in the NFL. And when I called just to see, is there a statement on this? Well, yes, there is. And the statement says is that the USAA believes they can reach the target audience, the people they really want to talk to, by still advertising on the NFL. Now, this is using the veterans' money or families of veterans' money to advertise an NFL who is dissing the flag. And you can say anything you want. You can say, oh, that's not what they're doing. Well, yeah, yeah, they are. When you kneel during the national anthem, you kneel, it's a slap in the face. Yeah, I don't care what you say. It just is. You can try and change my mind, but it's not going to happen. It's a slap in the face of those veterans and those people who fought for that flag. What this country stands for, is this country perfect? Absolutely not. This country has a long way to go to being perfect. But this is not the way. This is not the way. What you're doing is you're putting your ignorant, highly paid selves. I didn't say stupid. I just said ignorant. You're ignorant of the constant, you know, you're ignorant of what that flag stands for. And what you've done is you're putting your ignorant, millionaire, man-child ways from this country. And I say man-child because you're a man playing a boy's game. That's why. Am I insulting you? I'm sorry. Am I sorry?
Aww.
No, I'm not. Because, frankly, that's what I feel. Oh, but this country has so much injustice. Really? I have injustice. You know, Bob Belongi has injustice. Does the fireman that you see carrying a child out of a burning building, is that bad? Is that injustice? I mean, you know, you can go on. And, you know, what's injustice? What's injustice? And you have thousands of people killed in Chicago. That's injustice. That's injustice. Thousands of people killed in, you know, more than killed in wars, much more. Killed in the streets of Chicago. That is injustice. Yes, injustice. That needs to be protested. I don't see that happening by the Dems. I don't see that happening by the football players or the baseball players or the basketball players or anybody. You know, if I was going to protest, I don't protest a lot of things. I would protest that it was safer for my young men from Chicago, Baltimore, and Philadelphia to go out on mission after mission after mission in Fallujah and Ramadi during the tough times there. They had less casualties than they would have been. They were safer.
Yeah.
Safer by statistically a lot safer than if they'd been walking down the streets of their hometown. Is that sad?
We're going around a corner into the wrong turf could get you...
And it's
beat up or
and it's
shot.
Divided by blocks. So, you know, so when I get into this and I listen to and I see this, so I'm just saying is that it's you need to take a stand. Absolutely, you guys do have power, but you got to think about when you want to do this and how you're going to do this. And this is not a way, America. You know, again, I go back to that photo of all the Eagle or all the Steelers in hiding inside the tunnel. And Villanueva is out there with his hand over his heart. He's an Army Ranger. My God, he had three tours in Afghanistan. He's a West Point graduate. What else did you expect him to do?
Yeah.
His teammates said, "Well, we didn't expect him not to do that." Anyway, he got out there. He put his hand over his heart. But what's important, and again, I'll say it one more time: take a look at not at him, but at everybody around him. All the stands, they are all, you know, in their yellow of their Pittsburgh. And they had their hands over their hearts. Their hats were off their heads. There wasn't people, you know, chit-chatting. There wasn't people sitting down. They were all standing. This is Pittsburgh. This is the Steel Town. And where are the Pittsburgh Steelers? Cowering in the tunnel. Yeah, you know, because either you're going to make a protest or you're not going to make a protest. Oh, we're just going to stay out of it. That's the coward's way out, boys. That's the coward's way out. You deserve to lose that day. I don't know if they did or not. I think they did. I think they got beat by another second-rate team. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the Northern Business Alliance, or Association, not Alliance, Association, which is a group of men and women here that are have put together, you know, meetings here so they can, you know, get to know each other and also help each other and help their businesses. So we're going to do that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by a local bank, Cornerstone Bank. It started up here in the North State, started down in Red Bluff. They have two offices here. They have two of their newer places right here, newer branches. In fact, the newest one is right there on the corner of 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's Grill. You know, if you can go in there, they've got, not only do they have, you know, more capabilities now with these new branches, but just a new commitment, if you know, to serve their customers. And their commitment before was outstanding. So, you know, you ask yourself, well, how much better can it get? Well, you're going to find out if you just head on down to Cornerstone Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. All right, we'll be right back with the NBA.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Little Explorers is a program designed for 2 to 5 year olds and their caregivers. We provide an environment to enhance early childhood education and encourage children and adults to learn together. September's theme is Bubbles, where children become scientists and use tools to make observations and discover new things about bubbles. Free for members or included with park admission, only at Turtle Bay.
Little Explorers, Thursdays 10 to 11 a.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more, go online to turtlebay.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, October the 10th, 2017. 46 degrees, maybe getting a little bit warmer out there. Going up to 81 today. I think we're hitting fall finally. Low tonight be 48. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, now this is the ideal time to call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. Best in the North State, as voted by you all. So now you can come in, have them take a look at your heating systems, make sure all the filters are clean, make sure everything's working right before you really are going to need them. It got down to 48 last night. When it starts getting colder, then when you kick on the heater, is it going to work? Well, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call. Any type of heating or cooling systems. It's the only ones we let touch our systems there. Give them a call again, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm sitting here with two gentlemen of the Northern Business Association, Dave Hercolano, and who's from Coastal Business Systems, and LaRue Roca from Tri-Capital Financial and Insurance Services. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So, Dave, what exactly is the is your association?
Well, some people, when they first hear about the NBA, they think of the Golden State Warriors. But
I do.
Yeah. So, we're actually it's Northern Business Associates.
That's funny. That's what I think of, Northern Business Associates.
Yeah, we bounce around.
Yeah, okay.
Another thing, when you hear NBA, you might think of nothing but attitude. Well, we have a positive attitude towards the local business community, and we have a group of business professionals dedicated to helping businesses in the area, and we all help each other by networking, sharing information, helping each other grow our businesses.
Well, I was invited to one of your meetings the other day, and you've got an eclectic group, and the place was filled. And I mean, they were having to bring in more chairs. You've got a lot of, I don't know how many members you have, but it looked like most of them were there.
Well,
probably because they heard I was coming, right?
That was it.
We put it out. They know.
Carl's coming. We better show up.
That's right.
Oh, you guys are really blowing smoke up me. Okay. Okay, LaRue, how did this start?
Well, I was part of a group of four that started it back in 1985, and I'm the remaining one. When I first moved here from Eureka, I wanted to join a group similar to this, but they all had somebody in the investment world. So I said, well, I'll just start my own. And that's how it came to fruition, was in 1985 here in Redding, California.
Okay.
Yep. And we've been as high as 60 members at one time, which is a little too large because you don't get a chance to be able to share your leads and your referrals. So we kind of want our sweet spot's right around 40
okay.
in the group. Yeah.
Well, you're getting close to that.
Getting close, but we still need members.
Still need a few people. And you're looking at for all different kinds, Dave, right? All different small businesses.
Right. We usually just have one person per category.
Okay.
So that's the idea, is to help that individual grow their business.
Well, I offered a chance for people to come on. And some of them have taken us up on that, and more will be here in the next week or so.
Great.
So we want to have them all on the to introduce them. We had one that was the skincare and does it for cancer patients.
Hmm.
Was on, so that
nice.
Was interesting.
Nice.
What do you look at when you look at Redding? What do you think about the business prospects here? For people,
well,
I mean, you two have obviously been successful,
right?
I think the prospects in Redding are great. You just have to get out and network, and one of the best ways is word of mouth, as you can probably attest to being on the air. We try to, the whole purpose of the networking group is to be able to share referrals and actually bridge people with other people to get them to do business. So that's our whole goal.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the future looks bright right now. There's a lot of big projects going on and some exciting things happening in the community. So
well, we got Bethel and their big expansion going on. And
you know, do you think, Bethel for some reason has caused consternation in our society here. And since I've been here, Bethel has grown.
Huge.
I think, and I've been here for 10 years. They've gotten much bigger, but they've come in to help the community. I mean, they put $500,000 into the neighborhood policing fund.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And people will look askance at that by saying they're trying to buy their permits from the city when they're building a new area.
Right.
But I mean, it looks like they're leaping through the same grommets that everybody else has to, which are way too many to build there. And then you've got. You've got Wind River, mm-hmm. and Redding Rancheria. I mean, these are two,
giants.
I mean, self-contained giants. Then you have the McConnell Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And McConnell Foundation rolls through with $250,000 here and $250,000 there for these big events, and then Sierra Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
But the lifeblood, the thing that I think that really keeps them going, is small business.
Absolutely
right. Got to have the small businesses.
If you don't have small business, you're not really in business.
Have you? How many people since? I mean, you two obviously are successful in yours. So you've had a number of people that have probably come into the NBA, and then left,
right?
And have not made it.
Well, it's their choice. I mean, right. we encourage everyone that decides to join our group. We want to help them by building their business, and if they choose to leave, either they've done very well and they don't need us anymore to help them, or they have found other avenues. So that's kind of, what do you say, Dave, to that?
Yeah, and a lot of times people will come, and it's hard to make each week's meeting, but we've made it flexible by rotating, having a breakfast meeting 1 week, a lunch meeting the next week, and we do that rotation to make it more flexible for our members to be able to get there. And by the way, we meet over at Country Waffle over there on Athens.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Another local place?
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, the thing is, what I noticed was that, I mean, it was, again, it was every kind of business you could think of, from cleaning services to financial investments to the Barkery, which has, you know, which sells any type of dog food you could possibly want, plus everything else. Oh, yeah, they're great. That's where we buy Elk Killers. Chow.
Right.
By a 10-pound bag, and it keeps her going for like a month. So they use this then from what they learn from people and all this to be able to expand the business. And, oh, okay, look, you've got this and I have this. Maybe we can work together on it.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
And you know, and a lead or a networking arrangement can come from different sources. Like Dave, he might be out and about and stumble onto somebody that's in need of an acupuncturist or whatever, and we do have an acupuncturist in our group now. So we have a very, like you said earlier, a very eclectic group of people, and we only allow one person per industry. And we're actively looking for a plumber. So if a plumber's out there listening, we would like to have a plumber in our group that's a good plumber. Everyone needs a plumber.
Everybody needs a plumber.
Our website, by the way, if you want to check everything out, is www.readingnba.com. So,
and that website's being overhauled, and we're updating it, so it's going to be quite spectacular once it's done. So.
Is there a, you know, can they call one of you all?
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody's got a question. So, so you can call LaRue over at Tri-Capital Financial and Insurance Services at 223-5555.
That's correct.
And or you could call Dave Urcolano at Coastal Business Systems at 223-1553.
1553 or 1555.
Or 1555.
No. We have a lot of fives going on.
Okay, you just, you know, he's being easy on me. You know what? That, you are so smooth, Dave, because it looked to me like a three at that moment, but it was a five.
Right.
Okay, Urcolano. Now, I got to say this. This is how I met Dave. This is how this whole thing started, kind of. Was that that we were out there? It was the time the eclipse was coming. Linda and I had the last four sets
out at Turtle Bay.
At Turtle Bay. Now you're on the board out there, right?
The Board of Regents.
Board of Regents for Turtle Bay, and he goes in to get a set. And he can't get them.
They were all out.
And he walks by, and
well,
so
it was the last minute.
Well, yeah, and so he walks by. We were out there talking, and he comes by and says, you know, he says hello to whoever we're talking to, and we start talking, and, you know, we had some sets we were giving away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on the air, which we did. But we gave the first set to Dave, who then drops by with this very nice gift card to Cleary. So we're all going to get together as soon as I can get Linda over pneumonia, so
right.
We can come back out.
Wow.
But Urcolano is from Italy, and it's this town which is in Naples, right outside Naples, that everybody's heard of Pompeii.
Right.
And how that is. Well, Urcolano was right next to it.
That's it.
And it is preserved just exactly the same way. It just, you know, it just didn't have the public. It didn't have the publicity that Pompeii did.
I was just there in June, in fact, and had a great time visiting.
How much have they restored there? Is it, it's not like Pompeii where they've dug out a lot of that stuff.
It's
is it getting there?
Yeah, well, they've got a monument there where they've preserved some of the ruins, so you can go through and check them out.
Okay, but it's, you know, I mean, it's it, I mean, right next to it practically, and they got hit with the same ash and all this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the phones here. Robin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're fine, Robin.
I'm Robin. I'm part of the NBA. I'm a newer member. LaRue called me up one morning, and he invited me. Okay, that's fine, yeah. Sorry, I'm at the grocery store. It was my kids to get dry. It's real fast before school. I'm new to the NBA. LaRue called me one morning and invited me to the meetings because I started my own cleaning business with Rock and Robin's Cleaning Services.
And Robin, you do a great job, by the way.
And Robin's going to be on the show here.
Thank you. I just wanted to real quick just call and say MBA has been really awesome for me as a startup business because I don't know a lot of people in Reading, so it helped me get to know some community, helps me understand more about business by being around other business owners that are more educated than I am, and I learn a lot, and I just feel like it's community, and a couple of the group members have really helped me out and get on my feet and have given me their business, and they've just been so welcoming and loving, and I just love it. So I've really enjoyed being a part of it.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's really cool, Robin. Thanks so much for calling, because this is what they offer to businesses, but it's a special business. So you go get your shopping done, and you're going to be on here soon, right? You're going to be on the show soon?
I hope so. Yeah, I would love to give it a try.
I thought that we have we called you. Well, anyway, I'll call you afterwards.
And she has four awesome kids.
Okay, and four awesome kids. That okay, Robin.
Great. Thanks. Have a great day, Robin.
Okay. You bet. Thank you, you guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, see,
there you go.
There you go. This is how great it is.
A good testimonial, right?
Good testimonial, and help get started, but new business or businesses that are established. They just need to branch out some more.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she's going to be doing some cleaning at your house today.
She's working at my house today. Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So, Rockin' Robin House Cleaning. That's, you know, Rockin' Robin. Do you remember that song?
Yes.
I mean, from years ago. It's probably before your time, LaRue.
It was. I was born way after that.
Way after that. Okay. Last thought, you two.
Go ahead, LaRue.
Well, my last thought is if you're a business owner and you'd like to find out more about how to expand your business or build your business and get more referrals, check us out. Go to www.readingnba.com or call one of us. We'd love to be able to help you. And I also note, I've known Dave before his hair went to that color there.
What color is that?
Well, it's gray. Yeah, we go back 40-plus years, so.
40-plus years. How come yours isn't?
Well, I'm Portuguese.
Okay.
So come by and see us anytime. I'd like to welcome you all to our, one of our meetings, and we have one actually today at noon. So
today at noon at the
Country Waffle.
Country Waffle. So you might get a chance to come on down there.
Yeah, we have a guest speaker next Tuesday at 7 in the morning. We have Dr. Robert Hamilton. He owns Prestige Urgent Care and also the Cryo Center here.
Cryo Center. If you haven't been down to the Cryo Center.
Yeah, he's going to be great. So he's going to be a guest speaker next Tuesday at 7 a.m.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, you two.
Thanks, Carl.
Again, Northern Business Alliance.
Or Associates.
Associates. Sorry, Northern Business Associates. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Carl Bob. 10 minutes before the hour. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we have this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding. You know, a locally owned, locally run firearms. And you can buy any type of firearms you want there, plus all these shooting accessories, classes on the CCW, hunter safety. They have it all there. But the best thing that Bastiani Arms has is great customer service, highly professional. They know what they're talking about. They don't talk down to people, which you run into a lot of times in some gun stores. And their people do know what they're talking about. You get to a big box store, and that's just kind of like, bleh. So Bastiani Arms, this is where I buy my guns. It's open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. You can give them a call at 222-8222. Now, we're segue from that into the shooting and the NRA, but something came across our desk. Somebody dropped something off here, and Bob, they dropped it on Bob's desk because Bob's an old guy.
Well, I think maybe this was from the weekend shows because, okay, I understand that there are a lot of fans of John Le Carre, Dale Brown, Tom Clancy, people who spend a lot of time watching CSI Las Vegas, people who love NCIS, people who love vast conspiracies. Everything must be and it has to be wrapped up in 48 minutes.
Right. Which is why they get their DNA results back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But the line off of this, and it talks about the shooting and the killing field, this tragedy. What madness? This is from the piece of paper written in handwriting on the side. What madness? Who believes that an old man could shoot that distance in the dark in a dark hotel room after breaking out two heavy-duty windows with alarm sensors? All right. Let's try to be factual here. First of all, as Linda pointed out, Las Vegas is a convention city. The sight of a guy in a suit pushing a trolley cart, which Mandalay Bay, I would presume, has a fair number of these things, stacked with bags because maybe he just came from a convention display, is a pretty freaking common sight. Would it not be?
Or maybe three or four trips.
Yeah, he was there over for how many days?
3 days.
Yeah.
So he brings them up a little bit at a time.
So the guy didn't have all this hardware slung over his shoulder? Of course not. I mean, you'd be crazy to do that.
But reaching the point of the shooting, though, and then you can get to your thing.
Yeah.
But the shooting, saying that how could one man do this? Well, the fact is he's shooting down into a crowd of 21,000 people. It is well lit. It's not dark. It is well lit. He's put it on a platform with a bipod. All he's doing is he's pulling the trigger, or with this bump stock,
just,
is firing.
He's hosing bullets.
And he's just hosing it down. It would be as if you had a water hose and you were watering your yard. He just went back and forth.
Yeah.
And then he ran over to the next, his other gun that was set up, so he got a different view of the area, and he did that. You know what? It's not like he picked out every person. You had some people get hit two or three times. You had other people getting hit by ricochets. So, you know, the idea that a 64-year-old person, and, you know, and perhaps I should take a little umbrage with this.
Yeah.
58, I was still doing combat patrols in Ramadi, running up and down the streets. I mean, I realize I'm an exceptional individual, but, okay, a little humor there. But, you know, to say that a 64-year-old person couldn't do this, that's not right. Don't use that one as – now, other people have come up with these other things. They saw flashes from, you know, other places. Well, they also have mirrored all those windows out there are mirrored to keep the sun out. So a lot of times you see these reflections. They said it took an hour. Why did it take an hour for them to do the entry? Well, it did. It was 71 minutes when they did the entry. However, he hadn't been shooting for at that point for, you know, they did not make a dynamic entry because he wasn't shooting.
Yeah.
And when they did do the dynamic entry, he was laying there dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, why didn't they go in there earlier? Because he'd stopped shooting. And this way they could check and make sure there wasn't explosives around the door. Because if you have something like that, one of the things that they used to do, that we used to train for, was what if they soaked the door in gasoline? Or that first place when you do that explosive entry and you come in and now you're just in a firestorm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's all types of things, you know, this guy could have done to have caused all types of damage at that
now,
point.
Now, the other thing, Raymond Arroyo on Laura Ingram was saying, well, the fact that this guy knew how these wireless cameras worked was obviously proof to him that he had had some intelligence training. And I am blinking. I never had any intelligence training. I could probably set these things up in a few minutes because there's this thing called the Internet.
Well, you can buy them at Costco. Come on.
Yeah.
You can buy them at Costco.
Ah,
jeez. All right. You know, the thing about it is, until they can come up with some really solid stuff, which they haven't, they're advertising on billboards in Las Vegas saying, if you know anything. So we're here, we're sitting here with Doug Wright. He's going to be our guest at 8 o'clock, but we just sucked him in here. Right? I'm going to throw him to the dogs right now. Doug, you've seen this. And, I mean, just from the legal side of this, I mean, is this the time they suspend all, you know, people, the Constitution, and they start going after things?
You know, that, personally, I don't believe so. I don't think there's any circumstance that would justify that. The guy was a madman. You know, even our esteemed colleague on the other side, Ms. Dianne Feinstein, said that no matter what the law is, could prevent this.
No, there was no law out there that could have prevented this because I'm writing an article right now about this. When you look at it, that he went through background checks 33 times. Now, if you want to start talking about something, let's talk about he went through 33 background checks in his last year. Well, in a year, 33 times, okay. If he'd gone through 33 in 1 month, I would think there's a flag that goes up someplace. But obviously there's not because, the rules are you can't. Just because somebody goes through a background check doesn't mean he's going to buy the weapon, I don't think. But I'm not sure.
No.
I have to check on that.
Yeah, I think that, I think it's probably the exception probably if someone goes through the background check and doesn't purchase a firearm. But that's a difficult circumstance to be in if you're going to start looking beyond the background check because there's a right to privacy as well. And 99.99999% of the people that buy firearms have no intention of doing anything bad with them. It's the folks that aren't going through the background checks that are buying them on the street or stealing them. They're the ones they're the bad actors.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that it's like the concealed carry.
Yeah.
I think the number of people with a concealed carry that have committed crimes with guns is such a low percentage, I don't even know if it even ticks. Because these are people who have gone through all the background checks, they've gone through all the training, and you're law-abiding citizens.
I was just gonna
say that. CCWs. You know, so, for people to be fearful of that, you've got to take, how many people with CCWs have gone out and just gone into a mall and started shooting? Well, None.
Yeah, none.
How many of them have gone into a mass shootings? Well, none.
None. And how many of them have gone in and actually saved people because they are caring and they are able to stop someone, a madman with a firearm? That happens. And we don't hear those stories as often as we should.
No. And there's and they believe this has happened thousands, if not that, hundreds of thousands of times.
Yeah.
Also, the security guard that was wounded had come up to the door. When he came up to the door, Paddock shot through the door, wounding him.
Yeah.
And he went back down to where the elevators were and was calling for help.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Well,
and that's probably one of the reasons why they assembled a full assault team before they took the room.
Well, it stopped shooting, too, because their training is they put together a team. And I'm just talking about Reading, but I'm sure it is everywhere else. As soon as you get enough people for a team, then you go for it. We got to run. We'll be right back after the news.
And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new store.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities now say a wildfire in the Southern California suburbs remains active and evacuated residents won't be heading home anytime soon. Anaheim Fire and Rescue spokesman Darren Wyatt.
At this point, I do not believe any evacuations will be lifted today. We'll continue to update the public as we get information. Do not plan on repopulating today.
The blaze burning there in Orange County, one of more than a dozen wildfires burning throughout the state, enough to get the attention of Vice President Mike Pence, who made a stop yesterday in Sacramento.
I can assure you, as I did the governor, that the federal government stands ready to provide any and all assistance to the state of California as your courageous firefighters and first responders confront this widening challenge.
The wildfires burned nearly a dozen square miles. It is blamed for at least 11 deaths. It's also destroyed some 1,500 structures, homes, and businesses mostly, and also some of those fires burning right in the heart of California wine country and could pose a major challenge to the state's agricultural economy. After failed efforts to repeal Obamacare, the White House is finalizing an executive order that would expand health plans.
President Trump believes that selling insurance across state lines would trigger competition that brings down premiums for people buying their own policies. So this week, he's expected to sign an order that would expand health plans offered by associations to allow individuals to pool together and buy insurance outside their states. It's unclear if the executive order will affect insurance premium prices for 2018. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More than a week after the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, investigators are still stumped about why a high-stakes gambler killed 58 people and wounded hundreds of others at a country music concert. The FBI and Las Vegas police say they've sorted through more than 1,000 leads and have still come up short. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
It isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're an awfully small one, Reborn.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
A national survey finds that most employers have effective programs for accommodating workers with disabilities, but they often overlook recruiting and training practices that could expand employment opportunities.
Two-thirds of the respondents say their organizations have policies to provide requested accommodations to workers with disabilities. In addition, almost all of them rated those procedures as effective. However, when it came to specific practices, several that were rated as highly effective, such as job sharing or partnering with disability groups for recruitment, were underutilized.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Pfizer could be done selling things like ChapStick, Advil, Robitussin, and other brands that people buy with no prescription. The pharmaceutical giant is weighing options for its consumer healthcare business. It may spin off or sell that unit, which also produces Advil, Preparation H, and the Centrum brand of vitamins. Breaking news, and analysis at townhall.com. Prime Minister Theresa May has challenged British institutions and employers to explain or change racial disparities in society.
May has published data showing ethnic minority Britons are more likely to be unemployed and less likely to rise to the top in the public sector than their white counterparts. The Racial Disparity Audit compiles statistics on some 130 topics to show how people from all backgrounds are treated by the health, education, employment, and criminal justice systems.
As correspondent Sarah Shackley reporting, the remnants of what was Hurricane Nate now buffeting the northeast, while life returns to normal in the southeast where the storm made landfall. Forecasters say parts of Pennsylvania and New York State could get up to 2 inches or more of rain. In the southeast, meantime, most of the power is back on. One cruise ship that had been delayed by 2 days by Nate is now on its way to port. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of downtown Reading. At the beginning, the center, the resurgence of Reading is starting right here at 1326 Market Street. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. It's the 10th of October in 2017. It is about 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob. Now, just some news for everybody. I'm going to make an announcement for a couple of days, but Linda is going to be... She is going to be absent for the next few weeks from the show because the doctor told her yesterday she has pneumonia. And one of the things you do is you can't keep running around as she does, emceeing this, singing there, running there, and all these things. She needs to get, you know, she needs to get rested up. So literally this morning I took her computer out of her hands. I turned off the light. I covered her back up and said, "Look, you need to rest." Mm-hmm. You know, I took the dog, gave the dog a bone to keep it happy, and because she needs to rest. So Linda's not going to be here for the next couple of weeks, and this is why she's pushed reset on her little computer. Okay,
tell her to take care of herself.
Well, everybody knows that. So, but we just all have to work together on this to keep her, keep her from doing that. Okay, what's it look like weather there, buddy?
Clear for this morning. A little bit of smoke in the air though from those wildfires to the south that we talked about last hour. Currently 47 degrees in Reading. Looking for a high today, right around the 80 degree mark. Temperatures actually tapering off. Tomorrow we would only see a high. Tomorrow and Thursday, highs only right around the 70 degree mark.
Wow.
It'll start warming back up as we get into the weekend. We'll be back into the 80s. But the really gnarly part of our summer season is behind us. But fire danger remaining very high, as evidenced by the spate of wildfires
over
California.
Yeah, down in Central and Southern California is on fire.
Yeah,
the weather reports.
Please be safe.
Yeah, all the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793 Chuck and Judy King, great people down there. Yeah, we were just talking about the fires down there, Santa Rosa. Is the center of the town's burnt. Orange County, when you think of Orange County, you think of just, you know, buildings and businesses, but there's a lot of open country out there, which is now burning, and there's 5,000 homes in danger. Thousands of people have been evacuated down in Orange County.
Yeah.
And we're here with Douglas Wright, who is our guest. And good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Attorney at law. Business and estate planning.
That's my side job, other than being a husband and father.
Well, how's that working?
I prefer my first job, husband and father.
You know, isn't it nice? You know, maybe, you know, have your wife win the lotto or something like that.
Yeah.
And then just hire you to do this.
She has to play.
That's right. Okay, the lotto, right? I don't ever play the lotto until it hits like $300 million or $400 million. Oh, okay, now it's worth it. You know, I'm going, I'll give my $5. And then you think, Oh, this, how ridiculous is this? So, like, I won't play the $1 million one, or I won't play the $5 million one. Like, I wouldn't take $5 million or half of that or whatever it is. Oh, I'm sorry, we're going to take all the taxes out, so we're just going to hand you a check for $2 million.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't take that. Nah, I wouldn't. That's just too small. I'm not going to put my $5 in on that.
Yeah, you have to keep working at that point.
What is this? I mean, would I turn down $2 million? Let me think. No.
Yeah. Odds of winning are so slim anyway.
I know, but I mean, isn't it funny how you'll play for the big ones?
Of course.
And I've got it spent. I mean, I have it spent.
Yeah.
You've won $800 million, so you take home $450. Oh, okay. Now let me see how much. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Trust me, there'd be enough cops in Redding.
Oh, for sure.
And that jail. I don't care what it's going to take. There'd be another spot in Redding to put recalcitrants.
Sure.
I'm not sure how to do it. I'm not, anyway, maybe a mobile jail that just drives in and you put them in it and it drives them around Northern California and brings them back. I don't know.
I'm not sure you can even fix the problem then.
I'm not sure it's a mobile jail. I mean, it meets all the requirements. You just kind of keep them moving. Yeah. Or we take them over to a ship off the, you know, right there in Wairika, or not Wairika, but over there on the coast. And you've got a cargo ship that you can put, you know, like 500 in.
Yeah.
You drive them around, you know, they get fed, you know, it's good. You know, you have gladiator duels and all those. And then you bring...
And amazingly, all the lines securing it to the port came loose.
You know,
Devil's Island or something. Yeah.
California legislature notwithstanding, you can buy those used cargo containers pretty darn cheap, like they welded together the simulated structure out at Shasta College.
Let me tell you.
Take 100 of those and weld them together somewhere out on Stillwater.
Well, you know what? People laugh, but we lived in those. We've lived in those. They take those, and when they people that were over in Serbia, they were there in Bosnia, in those areas, the peacekeepers and the people that supported them, civilians, they lived in those containers, and you can make them. You can make them livable by, you know, it didn't have its own bathroom in there, I don't think. I'm not sure. I can't remember on a few of them, but some of them did.
They're well built.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me is that if you have a couple of those, you know, we ought to be able to try that out.
I think at this point, Tom would be open to any of
Tom, how about if we just, how about if I just made this and made it look really nice? We paint them pastel colors.
Yeah.
And we let, you know, let get and show, send a picture up to Jerry Brown. Jerry, what do you think, buddy? We want to put like 100 of these someplace. We'll put them around and put a fence around them.
Yeah.
You're just, you never get tired of just smiling at the things I say because they are so illegal, aren't they, Doug?
They're great ideas. I'll say that.
Liar, liar, liar. Okay. Hey, all the things that are going on. And, you know, I you know, when you come in here, we ostensibly talk about law and legal and stuff like that. We always get into other things, too.
But, of course.
Talking about, you know, when you have these fires like this, the insurance companies, I mean, you're paying for your insurance, but when you get thousands of 1,500 structures burnt.
Yeah, it's a
What are the rights? What is? And I'm just throwing this at you, and it's probably not even in your sphere of things, but what rights does a homeowner have on something like this?
So I've dealt with some of these before.
Oh, okay.
And for one, it's catastrophic for a family to lose their home.
Oh.
You know, I've represented a few families in these circumstances from wildfires.
Right.
It's devastating. The insurance companies that, in my experience, have been very good, responding very quickly, making sure they're taken care of, making sure they have housing right away, making sure that they get back on their feet as much as they can in the short term. And then, of course, in the long term, as things are rebuilt and they move on with their life. The outside circumstance of that is, sometimes it's not just a natural phenomenon. The fire started by someone. If it's a power line, the power company is responsible. So you have this outside fight that occurs.
But it's between the insurance company and the power line company. It's not the family, is it?
Depends. Depends on the extent of coverage. It depends on...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you may have these claims that come up, which are really good claims, because proving a fire case is not that difficult.
You know, well, they're saying now that down in Santa Rosa, down there, is that the winds blew down power lines that ignited the fire in the middle of the city. That's why it just destroyed, you know, the center of the city, because, you know, and then they didn't have any way of telling people.
Yeah.
They're literally knocking on people's doors.
My guess is that there'll be claims. probably from the insurance companies. It's what's called subrogation. That's where the insurance company pays out to their insured, and then they go after.
Well, I understand that because I was in a flood in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And the county of Honolulu had not cleaned out the drains. And when the water came up, they had not cleaned out not just the drains, but the feeder canals into the main canal.
Yeah.
So that water had no place to go, so it just went straight, kept just getting higher and higher. And it just, it hit us, and it hit probably like another, 800 homes that on that one night. And, of course, everything in those homes were ruined.
Yeah.
Well, my insurance company paid me.
Yep.
And then, they gave me a check, and then the county is giving me a check, and so I called up the insurance company, said, "Hey, look, they gave me a check." You know, he goes, "Don't worry about it, just keep it."
Yeah, cash it.
Cash it
quick,
because we're getting our money from the county.
Yeah,
I mean, this was a major insurance company that told me that too.
Yeah,
just cash a check. That's okay because we're already in.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, and there are certain things that aren't covered. You know, in flood, mostly covered in flood, assuming that it's an actual event that would trigger coverage. Wildfires are different. So if you have property, you have an acre or two, and you have trees, that's not covered by insurance. But the trees are a loss, and that's a big loss if it's harvestable timber. So you may have
fruit trees. Like this.
Yeah, because you'll have an arborist that'll go out there and look at that and say, well, it's going to cost you $3,000 to replace each one of these trees. And you have 100 of them. It's a big claim.
Okay, we're here with Attorney Douglas, right? We're talking about what happens in these fires when they get hit like this. And it's more than just your house being burnt. You know, if you've got property out there like could have fruit trees or you have trees that are worth money that now they're gone. And so now how do you get that money back? Is it, from your insurance company or what? But we'll discuss that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers In-Home Health Services is compassionate in-home care. They customize in-home care solutions for your situation. I tell you, Sharon Clark just does a wonderful job in this, and I can't say enough about her and the people that work for her. That's who I would choose if we had to. If Bob was injured and needed short-term in-home care, I would recommend that Home Helpers do this. Give them a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back with Douglas Wright. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, it's probably around 50 degrees right now, going up to 81 today.
Desires and hidden agendas fuel extreme behaviors. As Shastick College presents Arthur Miller's heart-pounding play, The Crucible, based on the Salem witch trials and inspired by the McCarthy hearings of the 1950s. The Crucible will take you on an emotional roller coaster ride of disturbing and often terrifying levels. Perfect for Halloween thrill seekers looking for something new and exciting. This spellbinding production is directed by Dr. Gregory Thorson, with David Fraser as the set designer, and features costumes by Hilary Fahey, lighting by Tim Dye, and hair and makeup by Matthew McDonald. The Crucible opens at the Shasta College Theater on October 13th and runs through October 22nd. Tickets are $12 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students. It's Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, coming to the Shasta College Theater October 13th and running through October 22nd. Purchase tickets online at shastacollege.edu.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. I hope you're having a great day. It's a great day here. I bet it's not 46 anymore.
Actually, it says it's 46. It's not warming up because there's much smoke in the air.
Okay. All right. It's still 46 then.
Yeah.
It's 46 and smoky out there. If you've got, you know, it's not like we've had lately because it's kind of high smoke. Maybe it's the marijuana portion.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to get into that with you too, buddy, this marijuana thing, because I have all types of questions about this.
Just say no.
Just say no. It's going up to 81 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest firearms instruction company in California, now privately owned. He is in 28 counties, going for 29. He teaches all over Northern California down into Central California. You're not going to find a more complete CCW and training courses in California than from Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction. Find out all the different courses he has. It includes advanced pistol, tactical rifle, and more. Defense of your home, self-defense, not using a firearm, but self-defense and the use of other non-lethal weapons to protect yourself. ReadyCCW.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Hey, we're here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law, and we were talking about when things burn down because of all these fires out here, and he has helped people with getting their claims. Now, you said if you've got harvestable timber on your property, it burns down, it costs you $3,000 a tree. Well, who pays for that?
Depends on who caused the fire. If it's a lightning strike, good luck.
Sue God.
Yep.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
However, if there's somebody that has caused the fire, mm-hmm. and the fire comes onto your property and you suffer a loss because of it, they're responsible. They're liable. And those damages can be pretty extensive because what it is, it's really, at the core of it, it's a trespass claim. And oftentimes you can get, under California law, you can get treble damages on these claims, which is three times your damage. Adds up fast. And, you know, the big trees worth significantly more than $3,000. You know, you'll have hundreds
never
of thousands of
that.
Dollars.
Yeah, I never thought of that, how much lumber is worth like that. And what if you have something like fruit trees? And, I mean, you could have, you're irrigating them and all this, but still, that fire comes whipping through there, it's going to just roar through the top of those trees.
Yep, so you can have loss of use, which means if it's a producing fruit tree you're, mm-hmm. you're using to sell agriculture, or if it's just for aesthetic purposes, too. Either way, they become replaced. It's just a mm-hmm. measure of damage at that point.
Can you put, say your next-door neighbor is out there on a day when the wind's blowing, it's, you know, the fire danger's high, and he's out there cutting his grass, and he starts a fire, and it burns down your house.
He's responsible.
That's right. But
absolutely.
Is there anything beyond the responsibility of burning down your house? I mean, can you get him for anything else? Like, you know what? What about my loss of things that I love in this house? I mean, is there punitive damages?
There can be. So that goes back to the trespass claim. So trespass is what's called an intentional tort. That means that you've done something intentionally with malice and forethought. pretty tough to
prove. That's tough to prove somebody's just cutting his grass because he's stupid.
Unless, you know, he's been warned, he's been cited, and he still does it anyways, then you can show a reckless disregard for other folks' safety and property.
Okay.
Still tough to prove. But
it's tough to prove.
It's available. There have been claims for emotional distress, which would typically be negligent infliction of emotional distress, which means that they screwed up and you suffered some emotional trauma because of circumstances.
Was my house burnt now?
Yeah.
So we use as an example people that have art in their house earlier. And people we all know, Ray and Maggie John, lost their whole home and all this art in there.
Yeah.
Well, the insurance company, and I'm not sure which one it was giving them, it was fighting them because, you know, they have a value in this art. And the insurance company says, well, no, that's not how much it's worth.
Yeah, it's a copy, not an original.
that's
what they say.
Well, is that what they say?
Well, they tried to...
Did they? Oh, you know about this?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, but no, they could just say, well, you say it's worth $10,000. We're looking on the market, it's worth $5,000. I mean, what do you do then?
Well, so that's all part of the claim. You have your inventory essentially of your property.
And I'm not saying that's what happened with them. I'm just using that as an example because they had all this art, and I find that right there is insurance company. I mean, you can tell an insurance company, hey, this painting was worth $100,000.
That's their playbook, though. That's what insurance companies do.
Yeah.
So what you do is we have our inventory, we have it appraised, generated by someone that is professional and is licensed and bonded, so that we could present their testimony if we have to. They obviously have their experts, and you do have a big difference and divide in what values are, and then you try to work it out, because like you say, there's art, and depends on, as long as you are able to identify it, with either video or pictures.
Well, then okay, good. Now this is what. So would you recommend that if you have expensive stuff, if you're going to insure it, you need to have an appraisal on it and photos and all this, if it's like that?
I will, yeah. If you have expensive stuff, you want to have it insured independently or as part of your overall coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the insurance company, there's an agreed upon, one, the asset exists, two, there's coverage for it. So that if it's worth $50,000 and you have $50,000 in coverage, the insurance company is insuring it for $50,000, so they can't come back and say, well, it's only worth $20,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you're paying them for the coverage on it like that. Okay. Well, that makes sense. But a lot of times what people will do is, I'm insuring this for $10,000 because it's worth $10,000 and it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
And it may have appreciated 20 times by then, but you just keep it still at that $10,000.
Yeah, well, it's a good idea just to keep going back to your agent or your broker and
you can do that on jewelry. You can do it on guns.
Yeah,
I have a photo and the serial number of every one of the firearms I have.
Yeah,
for two reasons: one, in case they're destroyed, but the second one is in case they're, God forbid, they get stolen.
Yeah, well, and keep that in a safe deposit box too.
Yeah,
that way
it goes someplace else. Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, when your house burns down, that list goes with
that's it. Yeah. Oh, where's your list? It was in the safe.
Yeah,
with my guns.
That's wide open.
It's in the safe of my guns that was just burnt. So it's this little ash here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense that you put it in some place where you can, in a safe deposit box. That makes sense.
For a lot of people, what they do is they'll keep it electronically and they'll just save it to the cloud so that it's always there.
That makes sense. I'm thinking old. That was old think there. Where if you take it and you put everything in there and you just put it up, so even if your phone gets destroyed, which I've had my when I got hit on my motorcycle and I watched it, my motorcycle as I was laying there burn. It's like a movie. I thought this doesn't happen except in movies. I was wrong. Your bike can slide down the road with you next to it, and it hits a rock and it catches on fire.
Yep.
And I watched my phone with every number that I had, every business contact, everything burn as my bike was burning there.
Yeah.
And that was before they had, the kind of the backups and all that. Oh, okay. I want to take an early break. I want to talk about some things that you want to, but of course. But I want to talk about marijuana.
Sure.
And because I just read that warehouse space in Sacramento is going 4 to 5 times what it did before.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Sacramento, maybe in other spots it could be bigger. But we have a couple of tickets to the Crucible that's going to be out at Shasta College. It's started. When there, Bob?
The dates are 13th. Actually, it starts on the 13th, runs 13th, 14th, and then again on the 19th through the 21st. Also, the 15th and 22nd are matinees at 2 p.m., so it'll be out at Shasta College Theater. Excellent production, hearing good things about it.
Great production out there. If you want these tickets, just give us a call at 605-45. In fact, these are the only two we have left. You know, we've been giving them away like crazy here. People have heard about it. 605-4567. Give us a call, and you get these tickets for the Crucible at Shasta College. We'll be right back with Attorney Douglas Wright.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention, Marines! And other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott right here. 8:33 in the morning. Downtown Reading. It's still 46 degrees because I take a pencil and I throw them at Bob. I say, I know it's hotter than that. I know it's warmer. It's gone up. And he goes, it's the inversion layer, you dummy. It's still 46 degrees. And he shows it to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's still 46 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Better known business. It gives great haircuts. The best haircut ever. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Again, another, you know, a veteran business. And Bob is looking at something. Now he's throwing his hands up.
I checked two other sources, and I have three different temperatures, so I'll have to take the average.
Okay, what's the average? Just tell me.
Average would be 51.
So now it's 51. Okay, I'm going to throw another pencil at you. Okay, I'm here with attorney I'm here with Attorney Douglas Wright. And we're talking about, you know, all these different things. They have nothing to do with business, you know, which you specialize in, your business and estate planning. So I'm sorry.
No, it's to get it. These types of issues come up no matter what arena I'm in. You know, my specialties are business, estate planning, and probate.
Yeah.
But my clients have these other issues that come up at the same time.
Well, so I like throwing these things at you because, I mean, you've always had an answer here. And if you've got a question, you know, about something, now Doug may not be able to get into specifics on the phone, but if you've got something, you know, that you need to talk about, this is a good time to do it.
Yeah.
To ask a lawyer here, 605-4567. You know, some of the things that are happening, you know, in the state and all this. Like, you know, I was going to go into the marijuana side, but I want to go into the sanctuary state. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure.
How can the state make itself grant sanctuary to people against a federal law?
They're going to lose on this issue. The federal government has preemption. They're going to have the right to do what they need to do with immigration.
Because it's not – the state can't make immigration laws. It's the feds can make
correct.
Immigration laws.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is said that we're going to make a law that you're not going to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not like they're making immigration law. They're just saying they
– Well, they're preventing the enforcement of it is what they're effectively doing, which could be a contempt issue. I mean, it could be criminal violation on government actors' parts at the state level, local level. You know, you've seen some of these in other states where I believe it was in Austin. The elected sheriff in that county ran afoul with the governor in Texas. And because
I remember that. Yeah, because she said, I am going to be a sanctuary city.
Yeah, and they said, okay, you can go to jail. Then don't pass go.
Yeah, don't, we're just going to put you in jail just for contempt.
Yeah.
And because we're contempt of you and what you just said. Okay, so then what does that leave? I went to Shasta County on this on last Friday when this thing came out, and it's Tuesday. I still haven't heard back from the county council yet. And all he was saying was we're seeing what impact this can have on us and what we can do. What can the county do? I mean, off the top of your head.
Well, I think the county is just going to continue to work within what its regulations and directives are from the Board of Trustees or Board of Supervisors.
Uh-huh.
I think that they're in a very difficult spot because the state's mandating something that the county and the folks that live here may not agree with. And, you know,
this is tough because if the county goes against the state, the state can cut off funds.
That's exactly
those 109 funds, which already they're cutting back, and we're already up to our hips and bad guys. And part of the way to fight it is money, and they can start cutting back on that.
And Jerry Brown is well known for punishing people through the purse, so that happens, and it very well could be a consequence. As if we don't
but
have
then
enough
the
problems.
Feds,
yeah.
But then the feds can say, fine, we're just cutting off we're going to cut off aid to some of these cities. And, by the way, those roads that we're spending billions of dollars on, we're going to spend it someplace else.
Yeah, that's in court now, currently. There have been some federal district courts that have ruled in favor of the states on that issue. Ultimately, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And I think that... fairly confident that the feds are going to win on that one as well, just like
the travel advisory, which they won over and over again. No, and this guy, why he keeps issuing these, at least he did, I think.
Yeah.
But so that ended up with Trump winning on that one.
Trump won at Supreme Court, yeah.
Yeah. This has just put us in a real mess out here, hasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, what are lawyers? Do you all get together and you go, geez, you know.
Yeah, that's the last thing we talk about because it's such a mess.
You know,
and it's, it just gives people a headache generally.
Okay. All right. So I can't wait to hear about what the Board of Supervisors are going to do with this. Okay, let's shift over to, if you don't mind, let's shift over to the marijuana issue.
Sure.
Again, another federal law, but nobody's really pushing this one.
No, not yet.
But he could.
He could, and the word is that Jeff Sessions is going to the DOJ. Yeah.
Oh, he's
going to
start cracking down?
Yeah. Although, you know, they're fighting, they're swimming upstream on this one, I think, at this point. There's 29 states that I believe it's legal in some level.
Some form.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, and really, if you poll the country as a whole, it's a favorite issue to be legalized in some regard. I don't use it. I don't think it's a good idea to use it unless, I mean, there's certain circumstances that can be.
I think it's just dumbing society down some more. I mean, you know, alcohol does it, now, you know, marijuana does it, and they're saying if kids use it, I mean, they've done studies on this one. If a kid uses it, I mean, it's he or she are slower, they don't grasp as much.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be able to do the things that a person who doesn't use marijuana does. I mean, that right there should be enough, you know, to just put a hold on it, but it's not.
Yeah, life is tough enough without tarring your brain.
Oh, my gosh. And then you've got, but now this is going to be a moneymaker. Like I mentioned right before the break, they're saying is that warehousing for marijuana has gone up 4 to 5 times the amount, you know, that they would be getting for just regular stuff.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many ancillary jobs and businesses out of this, like transport, guarding, you know, where are you going to keep your money? Can you put it in a bank? Can you put marijuana money in a bank?
Not legally. So what happens is there's now a company that has created this armored truck fleet of vehicles that are going to transport money and marijuana between the collectives and the commercial growers.
Where's that at?
I believe it's out of the Bay Area, if I remember correctly. But that
we were going to do that.
But, you know,
we can do that. We can franchise that.
Yeah. It goes back to the – I mean, they're on the freeways, though, so it's interstate commerce, so it's federal
regulation. Oh, then the feds can get them right there.
Yeah.
I had a truck. I can move 28 tons. I can move 28 tons. Well, if it's legal here and it's legal in Oregon, then I can just move it, right? Wrong. Because now I'm crossing state lines. You know, it's legal in both places, and you're on interstate commerce. They can take it and put everybody in jail for a long time.
Yep, take it in the air. Well, that's governed by the federal government as well. So – it doesn't really matter how you try to move it.
You can't even run up to the line and throw them over. Throw over the over your head. Just like everybody's carrying a pack of like 100 pounds and just throw it over.
It's a booming market, though. You know, this is not an industry that I work in, but I have looked at the deals because it's fascinating to see
how it goes,
how they're doing, because these people are smart. They are not dummies doing this stuff.
No. And from what I understand is because so much of it is, you know, none of it can be written off because it's illegal.
Yep.
So now they've got all this cash. So what do you do with all this cash?
Store it in safes.
Well, or you buy things like real estate.
Yeah,
goes sky high.
Yeah.
In certain areas, because these guys have got all, these men and women have all this money, but you can't put it into banks because it's from a. But do the banks kind of look the other way?
They used to, not so much anymore
because
of the problems that could arise out of.
Well, you remember? I don't know if you ever watched those documentary. Well, that one on. That guy down in Colombia, you know, the big guy.
George Young?
No, the big guy.
Oh, Pablo Escobar?
Escobar.
Yeah.
They talked about the millions of dollars that were being put into these banks.
Yeah.
And then they made a rule, just one rule, that said, we got to know where that money's coming from.
Yeah.
And that right there, I mean, because they were putting literally hundreds of millions of dollars to run them through banks, and that stopped it. So now they had to find other ways of laundering it. So you can't walk down there with $100,000 and say, okay, because they want to know who you are and where the money came from.
Yeah,
so and if you say it's from marijuana, they go, they can seize that, I guess.
Yep. So if you see businesses around the area that are generally not attended by customers, but
thriving. Okay, I'm not going to mention this. Well, I'm not going to say who it is, but we know of a business that was, we can never tell how they were, you know, big rent, you know, nice car, but there was never a lot of people in there. I mean, the guy worked hard and kind of like, you know, it was a cash business and you're thinking, oh, okay. But then when they changed the rules, this was several years ago, when they changed the rule about where you could grow marijuana and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, before it had been kind of loose, but then they changed it. Shut his business down. And we had heard at that point that he was running a lot of marijuana money through it.
Yeah, there's actually a number of businesses in town in Redding that are doing it, yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Terry. So, Terry, how much money can we park? How much marijuana money can we park in clothing, your hat sales business?
Well, you know, the thing is that if marijuana is legal, it just makes it easier for the rest of us to compete in the capitalistic system, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they're going to be dumbed down, we hope.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, the deal is that with marijuana, is it creates jobs. The problem is it creates government jobs. As you guys both know, the Associated Press came out with this, that love scientists and tax collectors.
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands. There's going to be
government jobs.
Well, right here in the state already, they fired over 100 people to help regulate, and they say it's going to be like 600 people that are going to be regulating this at the state level. So you can imagine when it's working down to the counties. And of course, Doug and I are opening up McDoobie's here in town. we're starting a chain of McDoobie's where you can come in, and not only can you buy over 100 different kinds of marijuana, you get burgers and Twinkies and Indian fry bread. So all of this, we're going to have started right here in town at this old Carl's on Pine Street, the old Carl's Jr. or whatever that was. We're going to start it right there. It's going to be called McDoobie's. Where the Wendy's is. It's the Wendy's.
Location to go through right
yeah,
the
there
bat,
you
huh?
go. Just come on in. Drive through.
Drive through.
Drive through. Get what you want. A little Shasta County wowie. Okay, what do you want, Terry? You're bothering me here. Oh.
Anyway, yeah. So I just had you're right, but it's about 1,000, about 1,500 jobs it's going to create in the state. So yeah, you're right. As it trickles down, it's going to create all kinds of government jobs.
But what happens when, you know what, if you know, it really, the feds can do this. They say, if you're going to do this in this property, we're going to seize this property.
They can.
They can.
Yeah.
They can seize property. They can do it because it is against the federal law. If you you use marijuana, you can't buy a gun.
You just proved the point of how we can get out of being a sanctuary state. You just said it. Think about what you just said. Now, the one thing I want to ask Dave is, you know, when you have two counties and a city, the city of Anderson, who, even being advised by their attorneys, believe that their resolution exempts them from having to comply with state laws on immigration, because state laws on immigration are illegal according to the Constitution of the United States. The states don't have jurisdiction. Just ask, Governor Brewer. So the real deal is that when, as Carl just said, if the feds enact what they can enact, if they can withhold money from the states, I know that there was legislation that was a rider on a bill that didn't get out of committee, so it's going to have to be standalone. The main bill didn't. But this standalone bill will be that if the federal government and if Congress decides to withhold money from California because of not adhering to the Constitution for the third time, then what's going to happen is the counties who comply with federal law on immigration and follow it will be able to receive money from the federal government on their request. Now, this bill is going to be put in by Tom McClintock. He's going to be one of the authors of it. So there is a lot of things the counties can do, number one. And here's the other thing. Really, what's the ramification? What can the state sue the county on? You're not breaking the law, so we're going to sue you. And, oh, by the way, they're the ones who are going to have to prove where the breaking of the law is. So I kind of want your response on that.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
All right. And did you see what he's saying?
Yeah.
If they're going to cut money out from us, you know, wait a minute, how can you do that? We're not breaking the law.
Yeah, so what would happen there, I guess, would be the county would be cutting out the middleman at the state level to take money directly from the feds, right?
Right from the feds.
So what the state, I would assume, would do, it'd be more of a political issue probably rather than the state suing the counties. Possible they would sue them. I think it'd be more of a political issue with
just pulling money,
restricting funds to those counties.
But because they're not adhering to the state law.
Correct.
But the state law, as you've already said, and I think everybody with a brain knows that it's superseded by the federal law.
Yeah.
This is such a mess.
Yeah, you know, I would expect that they would just defund, and it wouldn't necessarily be on these issues. It could be other issues.
Yeah.
You know, when Governor Brown ran for re-election, there was certain parts of law enforcement that didn't support his campaign, and guess which certain parts of law enforcement were defunded?
Wow.
Those groups that did not support him. So they have ways of
getting back at you. Okay, there's some comments from our chat room. We actually looked into starting a bank that would have alternative insurance to FDIC. Our tellers would be all wear tie-dye, and we have a full menu of munchies for our depositors. Possibilities and punchlines were amazing. I was running a local bank, and a client, in parentheses, doctor, was making significant deposits in form of cash. And she was eventually told she would need to find another bank.
Yes, that happens regularly.
And the last one is, after listening to the show for a few days, I am convinced you guys have been smoking for a while. So, thank you very much, there, anonymous writer. We know who you are, though. Okay, I'm here with Douglas Wright, and we're getting ready to take a break, and we'll be right back with this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. With all the things that are going on, why haven't you called North State Security at 243-0295? They have more officers on the road than the police and the sheriff do combined. That's right. That's how many people they have out checking businesses, checking. You know what? They are the ones that are taking care of the power plants, REU, the airport, all of these places. This is North State Security. They've been providing an ounce of security since 1968. You're not going to get better than North State Security. We'll be right back with attorney Douglas Wright.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com. I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
A singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Yeah, cheap perfume.
For a smile they can share the night.
Vince Stevenson's life.
On and on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, a portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Corner of Eureka Way and Court Street, you're not going to find a better place to work out. Clean, professional. They've got every type of apparatus you can think of to work out on, and an indoor saltwater swimming pool. And it's topped by Boheme Spa. Everything you could possibly want in one place. Wellgate Sports Club. Open 7 days a week on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. We go there. It's great. Okay. I'm here with Attorney Douglas Wright, who does estate planning, does business, and then probate.
Probate, yeah.
And again, we go back into this last, you know, we've got like 7 minutes left. Probate. Just because you have a will, you think you're safe.
You're not. Well, you're better off.
You're better off, but you're not safe in the states.
No. So what happens in probate is if you have assets that are subject to probate in the first place, which means you have more than $50,000 or real estate or $150,000, including real estate or not, you're going to end up at some level in the probate court. And what a will does is a will tells the judge where you want your property to go, who you want to be in charge, whether they can act without a bond or an insurance policy. A will takes care of that. If you don't have a will, California law directs the judge where your property goes. California law directs who's going to be in charge. California law will determine whether you have whether your family has to post an insurance policy or a bond to move forward with the distribution of your estate. And that, you know, that jerk nephew that you never liked could very well end up with a big chunk of your property. Yeah. Yeah, probate. Well, I describe it as hell. It's a hassle. It's expensive. It's lengthy, and it's litigation.
And there's no reason to do it.
No, it's completely avoidable.
You can do it, and you avoid it
By having a living trust, or having other vehicles that allow your assets to transfer to other folks upon death. So, for example, a beneficiary designation on a life insurance policy, retirement account, a pay on death provision on a checking account. Those types of things will transfer those assets to someone else upon death. A home, real property, business interests, automobiles, things like that, you need a different type of a vehicle. And that's what a trust does. A trust acts as a vehicle that manages your assets during your lifetime. You're employed in charge of it if you're the trustee. And then upon your death, that property would transfer to someone else. Probate would not be involved because you technically and legally don't own the property. The trust does. So at death, you don't own anything. So the probate court says,
don't own anything?
Nothing there.
You can't touch me.
Yep.
Can't touch this.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
Yep.
I like it like that. I like any way you can to possibly save your stuff. You know, they've changed the rules on death, on, what is it, the death taxes?
Yeah.
You've already paid your taxes on the stuff you've accumulated.
Correct.
But then when you give it to your, you know, if you've got an estate, and this is the part I always thought was unfair, was a farmer who has land that he has farmed with his kids for decades, maybe been in a family for 100 years. When he dies, if he doesn't have that,
well,
he doesn't have that somehow in a trust form, they could have to pay all types of taxes on that.
Well, they could. There's elections that they can make with their the final tax return, which means it would keep it essentially as an ag property. And as long as they're still using it the way that the family has used it for a decade, then any estate tax that would be due is not due.
Oh, okay. So then the farms then would be okay.
There's methods to manage that issue. Currently, the death tax is at $5.49 million per spouse, which means you can gift up to $5.5 million to family members. You know, generally children or grandchildren if your children are deceased. And that's portable, which means that upon the first spouse's death, they can port it to the surviving spouse, and then the surviving spouse can gift up to it almost $11 million tax-free.
To
generally children.
To general children.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you have more, but if you've got an estate worth $10 million or $20
million. There's other ways that you want to. There's ways to address.
That's an awful lot of money.
A lot of money. So a lot of times people will pay the inheritance tax ahead of time. They have what are called ILITs, irrevocable life insurance trusts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll buy a life policy that upon their death, that cash will be utilized to pay the tax liability on the estate.
So you can get away with like that. So.
Yeah, you can gift during lifetime. I mean, there's methods of basically.
How much can I give my kids every year legally?
$14,000. Yeah, and you can actually give that to anybody. You can give $14,000 to anybody you want every year. So, producer Bob wants a nice Christmas gift.
So Bob wants to give me $14,000 this year. He could do it.
Yeah.
Now, do I have to declare that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Just wondering if I had to declare that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you can give $14,000 away to anybody. Then.
Yeah, so typically what you'll see is you'll see a mom and dad gift.
Yeah, that's what you usually see.
Divesting, so they can get $28,000 a year to each child. So they're basically.
So it's $14,000 apiece they could get.
Per spouse, yeah, or per person. Yeah, and so they're gifting out to their kids every year to run that money down. So especially in later in life when there's long-term care and they're concerned about eligibility.
Yeah.
So they'll divest out and. So
okay. You know what, if you're looking for good information on your wills, probates, living trust, or just business questions and practices, Doug Wright, right here. This guy knows it. I've talked to Doug on. You watch him. I throw him any question and he's got a good logical sound answer. But when he gets into things like that can save you money and take care of your family. That's the big thing for you though.
We want to make it smooth and efficient. Because those,
tough enough.
Those are very difficult times in life, and I see folks struggle, and they haven't even really gotten to work on what they have to do with the estate.
And by the way, if you think, I've got plenty of time for that one, not only as we've got the drivers around here and Reading that will come up on the sidewalk and chase you down the street,
and maybe
you should get a hold of that earlier than later.
Yeah, and even if it's an issue that I don't handle, you can always call me and I can line you up with someone that'll take care of you. We have some good lawyers in town.
How do people get a hold of you, Doug?
You can call me at my office, 243-6000. That's the easy way. Or email doug@douglaswrightlaw.com. You can always check our website, douglaswrightlaw.com, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Douglas Wright, a good man to do business with here in town. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Hey, tomorrow, Economic Development Corporation, see what's the latest in Stillwater and other places. See if they've sold another piece of property out there or any changes coming along. It's good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
And this time I'm using the cue card. Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading the News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The California wildfires have taken a terrible toll in both lives and property. At least 11 people killed, more than 1,000 buildings destroyed by the fires, raging across Northern California's wine country. The fires around Santa Rosa burning out of control.
The sheer size and scope of these fires right now is massive. A 20,000-acre fire with another 25,000-acre fire and a 5,000-acre fire. The sheer size of these perimeters are massive.
Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox. Southern California also dealing with fire. A blaze in Anaheim threatens roughly